Chapter 5. A Lesson from the Rechabites.
God commanded Jeremiah to gather the Rechabites into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and set wine before them and invite them to drink. Jeremiah did as the Lord commanded him. But they said, "We will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, 'Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever.'" Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith the Lord? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment." Here God contrasts the obedience of the Rechabites with the disobedience and rebellion of his people, who will not receive his words of reproof and warning. The Rechabites obeyed the commandment of their father and refused to be enticed into transgression of his requirements. But Israel refused to hearken unto the Lord. He says, "I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearkened not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them. But this people hath not hearkened unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered." And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Because ye have obeyed the commandments of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according unto all that he hath commanded you, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever." The Rechabites were commended for their ready and willing obedience, while God's people refused to be reproved by their prophets. Because he had spoken unto them, but they had not heard. Because he had called unto them, but they had not answered. Therefore God pronounced judgment against them. Jeremiah repeated the words of commendation from the Lord to the faithful Rechabites and pronounced blessings upon them in his name. Thus God taught his people that faithfulness and obedience to his requirements would be reflected back upon them in blessings, as the Rechabites were blessed for their obedience to their father's command. If the directions of a good and wise father, who took the best and most effectual means to secure his posterity against the evil of intemperance, were to be so strictly obeyed, God's authority should be held in as much greater reverence as he is holier than man. He is our creator and commander, infinite in power and terrible in judgment. In mercy, he employs a variety of means to bring men to see and repent of their sins. If they will continue to disregard the reproofs he sends them and act contrary to his declared will, ruin must follow, for God's people are kept in prosperity only by his mercy, through the care of his heavenly messengers. He will not uphold and guard a people who disregard his counsel and despise his reproofs.